Welcome to The Deep Dive, where we unpack stories that push characters and, well, you, our readers, right beyond their limits. Today, we're plunging into Warren Adler's really gripping survival thriller, Natural Enemies.
Such a powerful book.
It is. Yeah. Our mission here is to explore what actually happens when that whole fabric of civilization just unravels, leaving you with nothing but raw nature, your instincts, and maybe the person you love.
It's a scenario that feels almost disturbingly relevant now. What Adler does so well right from the start is ground this extreme situation in something deeply human.
Right.
We meet George and Birdie. They're this married couple from Manhattan, and they're dealing with the quiet heartbreak of fertility struggles.
That emotional weight is key, isn't it?
Sure.
They head to the Colorado Mountains looking for a change, maybe some peace.
Exactly. Seeking a different pace, maybe a fresh start, you know?
And it's that vulnerability, I think, that makes the sudden shift so terrifying. Their escape, their getaway, it gets violently interrupted.
Right, by these dangerous strangers. And it forces them to just run. Flee into the wilderness.
And just like that, the focus changes completely. It's not about starting a family anymore.
Not at all. It's brutally replaced by this raw, desperate need to just stay alive. It's whiplash, really. Such a swift, horrifying change in priorities.
So they escape the immediate danger, but then Adler throws everything else at them.
Oh, everything. He systematically strips away every single comfort, every layer of their civilized lives. The sources, they paint this really stark picture.
Like what specifically?
Well, brutal avalanches, for one, then floods, the constant gnawing pain of starvation, injuries. It's relentless.
Wow.
So this isn't just, running from bad guys anymore. It's about becoming totally self-reliant. They have to hunt animals, make primitive tools.
Basically shed their entire modern identity.
Exactly. Just to survive the next hour, the next day.
So it's hitting them on all fronts then, not just the physical struggle. Because, I mean, there's no cell service, no maps, no help.
None. Absolutely none. And that's where Adler really digs in, I think. Their psychological endurance is tested just as much, maybe even more, than their physical strength.
Their whole life back in Manhattan, it just becomes meaningless out
there. Utterly meaningless. All that matters is instinct, their dependence on each other, and this sheer will to live. And what's really unsettling is how fast it all happens.
That speed is terrifying.
It is. And it forces us, the readers, right, to confront how unprepared most of us probably are for life without... Well, without all our tech.
Yeah, the facade just crumbles.
So quickly. When you're isolated from all the comforts, the digital stuff, the conveniences, their survival depends on things we've frankly forgotten how to do.
And in the middle of all that brutality, Adler explores something else too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
About partnership.
He does. It's this idea that maybe true intimacy, real partnership can only be fully revealed under that kind of extreme pressure. Nature itself is almost a character.
Beautiful, but brutal.
And completely indifferent. Yeah, George and Birdie, they face death constantly. And through that, they find a different kind of love, not based on shared routines anymore.
But shared survival.
Exactly. Forged in that shared struggle. Makes you think about your own relationships, you know?
Definitely. And that ties right into why Natural Enemies feels so urgent today in our world saturated with tech.
Absolutely. Yeah. We rely so heavily on GPS, food delivery, our phones for everything. Adler's story basically holds up a mirror and asks, could you last a week? Would you know how to make a fire, find food, or just face that kind of fear with someone you love? It's more than just a thriller. It's a reflection of our own potential fragility.
So what's the takeaway from this deep dive for you, our readers? Yes, it's a powerful, maybe even cautionary tale.
But it's also, I think, an invitation.
An invitation. How so?
Well, maybe an invitation to reconnect. With basic skills, sure, but also to strengthen the bonds we have, the ones we might take for granted. And to remember, resilience isn't about convenience.
It's forged in character. In adversity.
Precisely. Warren Adler, in this book, he strips life down to its absolute core. It reveals not just what we need physically to survive.
But what we need to truly matter to each other.
Yeah.
So, a final thought to leave you with until next time. How deeply are your most important relationships rooted? Are they built on shared adversity or maybe just shared convenience, something to mull over?